This is David Brown with your Cherokee Scout local news update. A 51-year-old Murphy man was killed on January 7th when the car he was driving drifted into the oncoming lane and collided with a tractor trailer. While Lyndon Parve had challenges with alcohol and drugs, his daughter called him a wonderful person. His father said, "Our hearts are broken." Read all the details this week. In other news, learn about Tri-County Community College's past, present, and future as the Peachtree School turns 50. Local educators say eliminating tenure is discouraging, which is why the North Carolina Association of Educators and six teachers have filed a lawsuit challenging it. And former Murphy football standout Carl Pickens was arrested at his Georgia home. In sports, the Murphy wrestling team won two head-to-head matches against Andrews and Hayesville. In addition, several Bulldogs qualified for the Western Regional Swim Meet. Meanwhile, the Hiawassee Dam girls basketball team improved to 9-3 on the season. Make sure to check out the Scouts' top photos of 2013. For more on these and many other stories, check out this week's edition of The Scout. Thanks for reading!